Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower. Let me explain. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, only has approval by Congress to have engagement with securities, broker, dealer firms, and by definition, a whistleblower, you gotta be employed. I don't work for Wall Street. The perfect storm. I don't work for Wall Street. I have nothing to lose, nothing to be taken away by blowing the whistle on Wall Street crimes. I was a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, found guilty on all 17 counts as charged, and I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. There are good investment advisors, and I've been fortunate to meet some. Also, whistleblowers. You know what they say, birds of a feather whistleblow together. Well, walking around the DMV, the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia, not the Department of Motor Vehicles, but walking around the DMV, one's reminded today about love, flowers, chocolates, friendly plush holding hearts, bearing cute faces and arrows. And there is no love lost between me and the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the DC Department of Insurance Securities Banking, the DISB. There's no bouquet of roses from them to me, no chocolates, or no notes with sweet ditties to me, but from me to them, sorta, was yet one more nail in the coffin of Wall Street crimes perpetrated on investment client victims over the decades, since the days of the Buttonwood Tree, that historic tree in Lower New York City. You know, the one where a bunch of brokers got together, signing their broker agreement, the broker firm agreement, as not to undercut each the other, to all agree upon an all-for-one, one-for-all business agreement, sort of sounding like price fixing. Sort of sounding like control of a market, like Amazon and the lighting industry retailers I just learned that they've agreed to these days, that Amazon will not undercut the prices set by the lighting industry, they say the lighting industry, as to preserve the bricks from being undercut, undermined by the clicks. No roses from Wall Street to me. Oh, I'm not disappointed. I did think of Wall Street. I did issue a bouquet to them. Not directly, of course, but to those with powers to be. Those catching up one document at a time to the learning curve the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, set me upon back in 2010. The myth of frauds perpetrated on investors, on investment clients, is an intentional crime. Yes, intentional, with the self-regulatory organizations working in lockstep with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. Theirs is a love match of an irregulatory type. How? Well, some are deep in the planning of the crimes against investment clients. Well, others, it seems, do the proverbial 3S standard of employment. you know, working for the payment at the end of the week, otherwise known as the shower, shirt, and shave, and then do it the next week over again, and the week after that, and the next, until pension and retirement. Doing the least expected of them, not getting to the meat and potatoes of what their job is and has always been about. To me, it would be a miracle if federal employees knew their jobs as well as they know their rights about days off and what to do when the government falls into furlough. Look, I've been a gig person since age 19. If I didn't do, I didn't get. And if I was to take a stand against my employer, the person I'd be staring down is me, myself, and I. During the furlough, I received multiple emails from SEC employees, pretty much all saying the same thing. Due to a lapse in appropriations for the federal government, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is currently closed. I am currently out of the office and will return to the office on and once an appropriation has been enacted. During the closure, I will not be monitoring or responding to my emails. For urgent matters only, please email imemergency@sec.gov. And they provided a phone number. One cannot make up an email address as that during a furlough. One cannot even conceive of sending a letter like that when you are a gig person. That is a pipe dream. Federal employees have templates of what to write and what to say. They have templates. It's a cut and paste and click and send. A cut and paste and click and respond. Rightly or wrongly, federal employees are given templates written by lawyers whose job is to create their templates so that the federal employees don't have to think about what they write and click and send. 2015, former President Obama's administration released a plain writing act. Every year, every agency releases its annual plain writing compliance letter that a staffer was given oversight and approval to complete and to submit to the powers that be, despite the obvious when one peruses SEC Securities and Exchange letters that they are templates. Even a lawyer with a law degree is challenged to understand what the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, is alleging, and not in simple and layman's English. A lawyer would have to go back to law school to look up each cite, to look up each precedence, and to look up precedences that do not apply to the matters at hand. We've talked about this before. This is not a test here. This is a repeat and repeat and repeat until it becomes a second thought to you. The Securities and Exchange Commission never has had oversight of investment clients, never had oversight of investment advisors. So any case that got into the courts and was dependent upon SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission papers, and was impacted by FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the securities, broker, dealers, firm, league only, well, that's a false trail for judges to follow. It is a false trail. So there is a history, a decades-old history of fake news, fake trails, faked history, curated for the sole purpose of covering up crimes and criminals that are dues-paying members to FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Remember, Madoff said they knew. Remember, I said, I distributed the papers that showed that Bernard Madoff, the criminal that he is, actually told the truth. They knew 50 plus years ago. The curation of crimes doesn't happen just like that. What is built up is a dictionary of deception the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, has curated with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is a government agency, a government entity, a .gov, while FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is a .org, a private business, not a government entity. Yet FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, goes out of its way to let everyone believe that it is a .gov rather than a .org that the FINRA is. Now, I have to emoji pose, finger to the cheek, finger to the chin, wonder if there is stolen valor legislation equivalent for entities that pretend to be government entities when they are not? Well, there should be. Stolen valor, that is when someone pretends to be a hero, a serving soldier, a hero, when really all that person did was, if even that, put on a uniform, which is sort of what the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, has been doing for decades to dupe dads and dupe moms out of hard-earned savings. It's what FINRA has been doing for decades to dupe dads and moms out of hard-earned savings. It's what FINRA and the SEC have been doing for decades to dupe military moms and military dads out of their hard-earned savings. That I found to be the most objectionable, the most unconscionable. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is a federal agency, a regulatory agency. The FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is not a federal agency. In fact, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Senior Vice President and General Counsel Terry Riker says it best. Terry Riker emailed me, "If you contact anyone at FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, they will not respond. They will only forward your communication to me as Ms. Feinberg did, and I will only respond if I deem it appropriate to do so." Excuse me? Now, let me explain that Ms. Feinberg rapidly resigned from being president of FINRA dispute resolution in and around 2012, I think it was, when I circulated an email she sent to me confirming that in 2012, FINRA knew about Don Bennett, about Western International Securities, about J.P. Morgan Clearing. They're all working together to con investment clients. Keeping us all on the same page now, looked up definition, con, C-O-N, as a verb. It is persuade someone to do or believe something, typically by the use of deception. Example, I conned him into giving me your phone number. Synonyms, swindle, defraud, cheat, trick, fleece, dupe, deceive, rook, exploit, squeeze, milk, and bleed. There are more synonyms, but I think we're on the same page now. But that is what FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the firm only arbitration forum for securities broker-dealer firms, only emailed to me. It's what the lawyer, Terry Riker, emailed to me. Does that sound like bullying? Does that sound like intimidation? Emoji finger to the cheek, emoji finger to the chin. Let's noodle that a little bit longer. So what FINRA was not happy with me for doing was my exposing that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has kept investment client victims of crimes by Wall Street securities broker dealer firms, register representatives, that's a fancy Wall Street term for salesmen, saleswomen, salespeople. FINRA wasn't happy that I was telling cops. Truth can be stranger than fiction. Imagine in your wildest dreams, a lawyer putting those words into writing, sending that email over the transoms, over the telephones. RICO, we'll talk later. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Assistant General Counsel wrote. She wrote more. FINRA's Financial Industry Regulatory Authority existence is authorized pursuant to a federal statute. It is not a government agency. It receives no appropriations from Congress or any other government entity. It is not operated by the government, and no government official is employed by FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or sits on any FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, board or committee. Yeah, you hear it? You heard it. FINRA has been claiming FOIA protection when pulled into court. FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, is only for government entities. When will judges learn? When will plaintiffs' lawyers learn and do their homework? Terry Riker, FINRA's general counsel, also wrote, I'm responding to your July 3rd letter because it contained fundamental misstatements of FINRA's, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, status. From the horse's mouth, I made misstatements that FINRA's general counsel corrected in email over the internet. Misstatements? No, I got the corrections in. I stated what FINRA had been telling people. FINRA's statute, let me correct us here. FINRA's regulatory authority statute that Terry Riker, FINRA's general counsel, cited, actually, is not saying that FINRA is authorized pursuant to a federal statute. No. Congress, Congress authorized the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, to create multiple SROs, self-regulatory organizations. Multiple is not just one. But the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, only ever approved one SRO, the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers. And then in 2009, the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers, changed its name. It changed the NASD to FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Name change only, confirmed by FOIA, confirmed under the Freedom of Information Act. Gospel, golden, caught in a web. Something else happened in 2009. Yep, the biggest whale to date, we believe, the biggest whale to date turned himself in. Oh, we are going to come back and revisit. We have to. You know, have you ever watched someone do something or learned that someone did something and then wonder out loud to yourself in your own head, why did they do that? Got the answer. We are going to come back to the whale. We have to partner that information up with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's guidance on disputes between investors and investment advisors that are not FINRA members. Well, this guidance says, FINRA's Office of Dispute Resolution has received inquiries from lawyers who represent investors and those who represent investment advisors, IAs, which are not FINRA members, about the availability of FINRA's arbitration and mediation forum to resolve their disputes. Currently, such disputes are resolved in court or in non-FINRA dispute resolution forums. Continuing, in response to these inquiries, FINRA offers the following guidance with respect to arbitration. FINRA will accept these disputes on a voluntary case-by-case basis if the parties meet the following conditions. And then bringing this crime, this deception, this con home across the plate, the guidance says, the IA and investor submit a post-dispute agreement to arbitrate. Post, spelled P-O-S-T. Post, not spelled P-R-E. No, there is nothing that binds an investment client to go into FINRA. Nothing. Congress never even approved. Ignoring the obvious, restating the obvious, there is no pre-dispute agreement requiring victims to be taken into FINRA. As I just said, there is no pre-dispute agreement requiring victims to be taken away from court where FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says investment clients go. There is the longer reach, the longer tail, the Paul Bunyan story of all time. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, did not like that I told, that securities are state to state, not at all federal oversight. That statute, FINRA Assistant General Counsel Terry Riker bastardized, was telling the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, under federal control, what the SEC Securities and Exchange Commission had to do as per federal statute, not what the FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory, had to do. FINRA is a private business, a 501c6, a dues collecting business league built on the model of the NFL Business League, a non-profit. Salespeople are really what registered representatives are, and the registered representatives are representatives of investment advisory firms, not of securities broker dealer firms. Registered representatives are salespeople. Bada bing, bada boom. It is that simple. To understand all this time, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has been pretending that registered representatives, that designation of a salesperson, is what allows FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, to pull victims, investment client victims, away from courts into the FINRA securities broker dealer firm only forum. No, 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 no. It took me long enough, but I did get FINRA to come out publicly with a statement saying that brokers is a technical term for investment advisors. And I come back with the quip, you can't be a little bit pregnant. You either are or you are not. Registered representatives are not employees of securities broker-dealer firms that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has oversight of. No, no, no. The federal statute Congress wrote did not state, and salespeople, no, not at all. Sales is governed state to state. Under the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, everyone knows that. I mean, if I could figure that out, I would think everyone all the way up from local cops to legislators and back down again would have had that key point nailed long before I became an investment client victim. Well, it seems not. If I had a dollar for each time I am asked if I am a lawyer, I would be a wealthy investment client victim. I'm instead dedicating myself to making sure the people on the government salary, local, state, and federal, get some lessons publicly and called out publicly when they send a correspondence representing the agency your and my tax dollars pay for, making sure that these people get called out publicly. The ultimate sugar daddy to interstate commerce is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Yes, I have had very interesting conversations with the then FTC, Federal Trade Commission's Julie Brill. Well, we talked mostly at that time about the agency, the FTC, playing whack-a-mole with identity and content theft on individual guilty companies. Julie's agency was to take action against one at a time. I floated the idea that the agency take action against the entity that formed the network using DARPA intel, defense agency intel, without the proper release that had to be secured first, that allowed these individual entities to aggregate, archive, and profit off our data. It seems, I learned, Julie was not writing the rules for her agency, and hence You now have an insight as to why our lives are no longer ours. I walked away from my conversations with Julie Brill, understanding what prepared me to be, as it turns out, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission investment client whistleblower, and learning, confirming from former SEC Securities and Exchange Commissioner Michael Powauer that the SEC, Security and Exchange Commission, too, looks for Showtime, for celebrity. Martha Stewart, DJ Khaled come to mind. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, did not count on Carrie Defra being the little engine that could and would push this boulder uphill as I have. Pushing, using my nose with my hands as they have been tied behind my back. Truth is, neither did I think I could push this boulder up the hill, this boulder just crushing past pranks, so to speak. The FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, have perpetrated on the investment client public. But on track, as trained, to do the job right and tight, you understand more today than you did yesterday, as do I, daily. The mission statement of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, so you understand, is protecting America's consumers. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, can and should be taking action against FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, for false claims and more, stating wrongly, deceptively, that FINRA arbitrations are lockstep with the FAA, the Federal Arbitration Act, is a problem to be looked into. Forwarding FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitrations for collecting awards into a federal court? I would think that's a problem too. One must be a federal agency to be benefiting from federal enforcement. The official website of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, protecting America's consumers for over 100 years. Let's do some quick math. The Securities Act of 1933, take away, subtract from the 100 years of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission protecting America's consumers, is, scratch, 67 years of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, not doing its job, failing America's consumers. Investment clients are consumers too. That is, until investment clients, cash, assets, life savings are stolen by Wall Street criminals. There is one pocket, and when it's gone, investment clients are left wondering what they are going to do, as did the witnesses, the victims of Don Bennett, expressed in court mid-trial when they were called as government witnesses. Diane Keefe, the 80-year-old victim at the heart of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, being alerted to Don Bennett's Ponzi scam that the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, sat upon for near a decade. Diane testified she's going to have to work until the day she dies. Tong Li, the Alexandria victim, said at the end of that month, at the end of October 2018, he had no money left. Tong Li did not know what he was going to do. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, didn't protect Diane, didn't protect Tong Li, didn't protect Diane Mizrahi, didn't protect the other 43 victims of this particular window of crime the SEC and FINRA curated into the case that the U.S. government took over from the SEC case that the Securities and Exchange Commission attempted to cover up yet another group of crimes by Don Bennett, another group of victims, by taking that case, those 43 victims out of 1,200 clients that Bradley Maskow testified in the ALJ court that Bennett Group Financial Services had. It was President Wilson, by the Federal Trade Commission Act, established the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, as an independent agency of the United States government in 1914. The principal mission of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, it says on its website, is to promote consumer protection, eliminating and preventing anti-competitive business practices such as coercive monopoly. Coercive monopoly, which it almost feels like Wall Street began as at the Buttonwood Tree on the lower part of Manhattan back in the 1700s. The agency, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is headquartered in Washington. Bumping into agency heads and executives is a daily do around the District of Columbia. And if one steps onto the merry-go-round, the ability to talk to an agency head, for example, as I did with the agency head of the Federal Trade Commission, the ability to talk about protecting consumers and protecting competition and preventing anti-competitive, preventing deceptive and unfair business practices through law enforcement, the advocacy and education without unduly burdening legitimate business activity, that is quite a mouthful the agency has on its website. But doing all that is not out of the ordinary here in the District of Columbia, in the DMV. It is everyday conversation ability. As are disappointments. Agency heads rely on lifer employees who do not always know the nitty-gritty of their job minutiae. Well, for example, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. The SEC has nothing to do with investment client complaints or investment advisor issues. And understanding that securities are transacted state to state, which sort of makes one want to get sick reading the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission vision, that a vibrant economy characterized by vigorous competition and consumer access to accurate information, I think the FTC needs to take off its rose-colored glasses and get its eyes checked. Everything looks great on paper. Don Bennett's flights of fancy on Don J. Bennett Holdings, on They're Just Kids, on Bennett's claim to access to J.P. Morgan Gold sounds wonderful, reads wonderful, but was not accurate. Nor was FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority henchman, rounding up investment client victims up into Wall Street ghettos for victims of financial crimes. One thinks that would have been on the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission radar, a long time ago. I told them in 2014. I told them, nope, not at all. It is not. So what does one make of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission strategic goals? Protect consumers from unfair and deceptive practices in the marketplace? That's a goal. Doesn't seem to be working. Maintain competition to promote a marketplace free from anti-competitive mergers, business practices, or public policy outcomes? Doesn't seem to be what the FTC is doing. Or advance the FTC's performance through excellence. They do use the word excellent on their website. Excellence in managing resources, human capital, and information technology? Reading that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, claims to benefit consumers, that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, deals with issues that touch the economic life of every American, is deplorable. Deplorable reading the Federal Trade Commission online boast. The FTC is the only federal agency with both consumer protection and competition jurisdiction in broad sectors of the economy, continuing to say the FTC pursues vigorous and effective law enforcement, advances consumers' interest by sharing its expertise with federal and state legislators and U.S. and international government agencies, develops policy and research tools through hearings, workshops, and conferences, and creates practical and plain language educational programs for consumers and businesses in a global marketplace with constantly changing technologies. Technologies may be changing, but doing the job the Federal Trade Commission is supposed to be doing for investment clients is not changing, no matter if the Federal Trade Commission says FTC's work is performed by bureaus of consumer protection, competition, and economics. The Federal Trade Commission opened its doors March 16, 1915. That is 104 years ago. 104 years of not getting it right. Not understanding that investment clients are consumers too. That investment clients are being conned daily by a rogue business pretending to be a regulatory agency. The FTC, if it cannot get its act of consumer protection, investment client protection together, the FTC, in my opinion, should not live to see another day. So be good. On a day of chocolate, wine, and roses, be good to yourself and trust your intuition. Please visit our websites www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. And of course, please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime and con jobs. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live a life you never dreamed of off your time invested and off your dime earned. We can lift this matter together. This matter is not in politics' forefront where it should be. We can do this together. If you share our podcast, share your documents, please share your experience. Until next time.
Okay, stick a green in, bubble bath, stick a road in here, to the lovely underway I drive.